Yes! Another Frotcast is here live from the Frot Quarters in San Francisco. We have another great episode for you this week. This is your ear rapist, Ben. We have blogger extraordinaire Vince in the house.
That's me.
We have monstrous human Brendan.
Drink your snake nuts, fool!
And we even have an in-studio guest, another blogger from the blogosphere, Josh Zirkel is here.
Hey guys, how's it going?
A.K.A. Punte.
Yeah, well, Josh, where would the other humans in the cyberspace know you from?
They might know me from such sports blogs as Kissing Susie Colber, With Leather, Deadspin, WashingtonPost.com, and I did a thing on the Jets blog once, but that was kind of bad.
So besides that's pretty much every sports blog out there, isn't it?
That's about half of them, I think, yeah.
Did you get chewed out by Rex Ryan?
I did not, but I was in the can. So I probably missed that part.
Did he make you take your shoes and socks off and film a video?
He did not. Somebody had to hold the camera.
this week we're going to play some stand-up comedy clips from Vince, a very Inception-esque portion of the Frotcast.
Is it?
Yeah. Nice work on the soundboard.
Get the soundboard up there.
We've got some news clips. Vince is going to play. I think he's going to play Anne Hathaway rapping. He's going to play a sorority recruitment, I guess, video. Is that?
Oh, that one's exciting. Yeah, that's a good one.
And what other news stories do we have this week?
Well, I saw Bronan the Barbronian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he do MMA in that?
He does not. He does a disturbingly light amount of MMA.
Do the bodies hit the floor at least?
There's some naked chokes, but they're not really rear naked chokes.
He strips the guy down and then chokes him out?
No, he does it with girls.
Touch dicks and choke each other?
He does it with girls.
Oh, he chokes them out.
Yeah.
With his wang?
There's a lot of sex. Do
you have like a 16-incher that just he chokes people out with?
Yeah. It was the octopus monster from the trailer.
He's got like a Charles Haley and he just wraps around their neck and just yank.
A Charles Haley?
Yeah.
He has a huge dick?
Yeah.
Really?
Didn't you read Boys Will Be Boys?
No.
Yeah, it talks about how he pulls his dick out all the time and it's like, I think it's described as a fire hose of an appendage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he used to masturbate in team meetings.
Yeah, in team meetings.
Yeah. All right, that's fun.
Yeah. Steve Young said they just had to give him three lockers on the Niners because like everyone just had to like be
one
out of
for
his
dick and yeah. two for his body.
And he'd be like jerking off like with a huge boner in the locker room talking about like, you know, other people's wives and girlfriends.
Wow, that is creepy as hell.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Sounds fun. So you want to play some sororities rapping or you want to do stand up? What do you think?
I want to hear some sororities rapping.
You would want that over my stand up.
What's
Well, let's talk to Punte.
Hi. What's going on?
How do you like San Francisco so far?
What I've seen, I've really liked. I mean, I was sort of downtown, just south of Chinatown, and like it kind of reminds me of a lot of other different cities. Like it's kind of dirty, like New York, but the sidewalks are kind of big. Like it reminds me of Greenville, South Carolina, in that regard. A lot of homeless.
Yeah,
that's cool because I can look down and say, yeah, I'm doing better than you. And you know, Chinatown. You know, if I had been to China, it would probably remind me of that, too.
Yeah. Every time people talk about going to China, I have to ask them, is it at all like Chinatown? Because if so, I don't want to go there at all.
Right. Well, I'm kind of blown away by, like, how many Asian women are in this city. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just China, but, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
And I have,
That's just California in general.
But yeah. San Francisco especially, though.
Well, yeah, San Francisco.
I feel like it's like if you're in tech at all, it's like a status symbol to have an Asian wife or a girlfriend. Either that or they just tend to be that shy and they need like a sort of shy, submissive woman.
The Zuck, he's got an Asian girlfriend.
Of course he does.
Well, if they have a kid, like that kid could probably be writing code by like age 7. So
yeah.
Think of the money you'd save if you were like a startup.
True. That's true.
Just start popping out kids. You've got a whole engineering team.
It's like a venture capital strategy. I get it.
Screw ABCs, kid. You're learning Perl.
It's sound business sense, really.
Well, it's like
Plus, you can open the kimono in more ways than one.
Right.
Well, you know, it's sometimes people joke like, "Oh, we've got 5 kids. We've got a whole basketball team." Yeah, I mean, what little half white, half Asian kids are going to be in the NBA? Not very many. They will be coding their brains out, though, and making all sorts of web applications.
We have a whole Java team. I don't know. I know so little about tech that I don't even know how to bullshit on this.
We've got a front-end engineering team. They do the UI, and then we've got the back-end developers as well. Right. They're building a full database for us.
Oh, stereotypes. Aren't they the best?
They're really fun.
One thing I have heard other people say that they'd never seen Asian homeless people until they came to Chinatown in San Francisco.
I didn't see any Asian homeless.
They're there.
You definitely have to look a little harder.
Yeah, I was too busy browsing the $10 t-shirts and katana blades and $4 rubber sandals.
And don't forget the little Asian hats with the fake ponytails. I like those a lot.
I should get one of those.
That'd be a good look for you.
Not to mention the live turtles and live... Like, there's a lot of livestock in Chinatown.
A lot of sea stock.
Yeah.
A lot of creatures from the ocean.
Yeah, that may be not legal. Like, you're not allowed to take pictures of them for some reason. It's always kind of sketch when it's like, don't take pictures of my market.
Dead ducks hanging in the window.
Mm-hmm. That's true. A lot of flying animals. There is
waterfowl,
and then a lot of big on the pigs as well. I've driven by a big
truck full of dead pigs.
Yeah, yeah.
Every morning. It's a gigantic. It looks like one of those trucks where it's like a Datsun pickup, but they put like the plywood on the side, and like a lot of times you see them go around to bars and they're just tossing like bottles and cans and cardboard in there. Except it's like one of those things full of dead pigs.
Yeah.
It must be like every day must be like Lord of the Flies when you're Chinese. It's like a bunch of pig heads on spikes.
Yeah.
I could really use a dead pig with a fake ponytail.
Ooh,
what if you slapped a kimono on that thing? Now you're partying.
The head was decapitated with a katana blade.
Oh. It's all come full circle.
That would have cured my lonely week here in San Francisco by myself.
Yeah.
Here.
So what sorority do they want us to join?
It's a Panhellenic recruiting video.
Ooh, so it's all of them.
Exactly. So I was
sorority.
I was saying in my description, I was like, if there's anybody that's more gullible and enthusiastic to a fault than the regular sorority girls, it's the sorority girls that actually volunteer for the Panhellenic Council.
Yeah, those are very gung-ho about it.
I like how Ben knew exactly what Panhellenic meant.
Hell yeah. I got my Greek on back in my college days.
Yeah. So here we go.
I'm really excited to join a sorority now.
It's so much white people rapping.
I don't see how you could stand on the outside of the row. Come on in. You know.
I thought you said white people.
Yellow Millie dress. Water bottle sipping. Yellow sunshine. Parents are missing. Yeah.
Parents are missing. Uh-oh. No parents at college. What's up now?
Yeah. That girl looked like a rushy. We'll see what you pledge in 7 days. What it be?
People love you. You're a P&M. No matter where you go, you know you're going to fit in.
We put it all on.
That one's my favorite because she has no rhythm at all. Like, she can't even keep on the beat.
It seems so easy, and then some people just have such a hard time.
We'll see what you pledge in 7 days. What it be?
People love you. You're a P&M. No matter where
what
you
is the
go,
background
you know
music? Are they doing this in space? In.
We put it all on. It's Rush Week. All because we want you to go green. Look at you now. Look at you now. Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of enthusiasm there.
So this video is 2 minutes and 20 seconds long, and there is not a single minority, like not even an Asian or an Indian or a Persian at University of Alabama.
Yeah, they don't let any in.
I thought that was funny.
They don't let any into the school, and they certainly don't let any into the
sororities. Oh, that's surprising. Alabama is so progressive.
Whites only. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, unless you're black.
Plus, it's the sororities at University of Alabama.
That really. I'm excited, though. I'm going to enroll and try to join a sorority.
This goes into a Rebecca Black parody. You interested in that?
I'm very interested in that.
I'm not very interested in that.
You are. You think you're not, but you are.
And you will be.
There's also a record scratch in here somewhere. Oh, here we go. Got to cue that
up. How many times did you watch this?
How long does it take to jerk off usually? Like six?
So it's three times?
Just their,
three times all the way through?
Just their young enthusiasm. I just want to cut them open. Drink their blood.
Look at you now, yeah. Fresher than Nick Saban. Wait, hold up. Remix!
Uh-oh. Now we got B-roll of all the sorority houses. It's important.
All of them.
And the best part is they managed to find a chick who actually has a more grating voice than the original Rebecca Black.
Hope they ought it.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning, makeup fresh, gotta go outside, gotta grab your heels, gotta grab a meal. seeing everyone, the time is going, ticking on,
oh my God.
Rushing, gotta get down, so roar.
This is a bigger abortion than what happens after the big mixer. Heyo!
That could be worse than what's-her-face from AVN's.
Oh, Jesse yeah. Jane?
Yeah.
Ion! Ion!
Evan Seinfeld and Lil Big Winston.
Oh, yes. The newest Wicked Pictures contract star, my wicked sister, Lupe.
This is the worst voice
Josh,
ever.
Josh, that's a real human talking. I know you had a look on your face like you couldn't believe it.
I thought I heard dogs outside barking.
Yeah. Well, they were barking at that. They can hear that. That's a
woman. It was a family of Chinese people hitting each other with cats.
It might be hard to believe, but she gets paid to have sex on camera. Hard to believe, I know.
Well, at least she's good at something.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Hey!
Now I can't see the video. Are they all wearing pearls?
It's not video.
This girl. Oh. What's your name?
Jesse Andrews.
Oh, no. This is
Jesse Andrews.
Are you like 18? Yes.
Where's my favorite one?
Whose cock do you want to suck?
Which one?
The Mexican girl.
Probably Manuel Ferrari. He's a good guy.
The one that smells like money.
Okay.
I smell like money!
Here's a crazy couple. Evan Seinfeld and Lil Big Winston.
Is that Trisha Takanawa?
My witch's sister, Lupe.
Can I tell you something about Lupe?
Here it is.
So what's so funny is when she gets excited and talks about things, it sounds funny. So the funniest thing she's ever said, and I can't knock it, is when she's like this, and she's on Twitter, and she's like, oh, I must take a shower, my body smells like mommy.
There's so much going on, how is there all that? But for me, I think the biggest thing is that you're now that a witch girl, so... Where
so she tweeted that?
I guess.
My body smells like money.
She tweeted with that accent.
How did you not retweet that?
It wasn't on Twitter. It was on Twitter.
On Twitter.
I've been tweeting.
My body smells like money.
And then there's this site that you go to when you're too lazy to Twitter. It's called Chale.
It's lost on me. I do.
Fucking Jews not knowing Cholo slang.
Yeah, my bad. I was in a Mexican gang for a while, but
were you?
Yeah, they didn't approve of my yarmulke. I like
it wasn't
that.
The right color. You got to get it.
I know it was gray. They're like, yeah.
It's like a small sombrero, you guys.
Yeah, seriously,
it's true. Oh, we're bringing the races together.
Yeah. Yes,
full circle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just washed it. It's like I washed my sombrero, and it got really, really small. The magic of the internet. I mean, I'm always curious because this is never going away. This is going to be on the internet forever.
I'm not sure how many views this has yet.
I'm always curious. Oh, 300,000.
Wow.
Booyah.
Yeah, it was on like Gawker or Deadspin. Was on Deadspin? It was at least on Gawker. I think it was on Gawker.
I don't know. Possibly.
So I'm always curious.
I don't know why it'd be on Deadspin.
Do they instantly regret it, or does it take a little while for them to regret sounding like borderline retards?
Do you put that on your resume, that video?
It's
on there.
Hot link it or just like the URL?
It's sort of
I think that is your resume.
Yeah, I mean, if they Google you, I mean, basically if they Google you, that is the first thing that pops up. So that's kind of is
300,000 views.
Remix.
Yeah.
Record scratch.
That is awful.
I like really it. The best part is when they're all rushing sororities. I'm sure their spiel is like, this is going to look so good on your resume one day. Like, this is going to be, you can get so many jobs because you're all the public service you do. And then it's like, oh, yeah.
Like what jobs? Governor of Alaska?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, there's one of them.
Yeah.
That was enlightening.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't know people could be so off tune.
Anne Hathaway also rapped.
Is it better or is it similar?
No.
Do we have to hear not one but two white girl raps?
Okay, we don't have to. We don't have to hear that one.
We have to.
Do we?
Yeah, we have to now. What does she want us to do?
I don't know. She's rapping about paparazzi. It's weird.
That's kind of didn't Lindsay Lohan do that like 4 years ago?
I've heard that you occasionally, like all
she's
of us,
Conan.
Get frustrated. You get angry about something that's happened to you either at work or in your private life, and you like to vent it through songwriting. Is that right?
With all the stuff that's been going on with Batman, the paparazzi attention's been a little.
She's still pretty,
intense,
at least.
So I actually wrote a rap song about
she's
it.
She's been working on her eyebrows, too. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And...
Yo, I'm a paparazzi. I don't play no Yahtzee. I go pop, 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 pop. My camera's up your crotch. See, I tell the truth from what I see and sell it to Perez Hill.
I kind of hate it.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I like her, and now I don't anymore.
That was one of the worst things that's ever happened to television or the internet. That was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Well, when is it? When is white people rapping ever good? It wasn't cool when Karl Rove did it.
That was really
cool. Wasn't cool when Dee Dee Ramone did it.
No. Not even, what's her face?
That was really Madonna. Bad. She should have kept that one off the air. Although that would make for a good drop, though.
Which part?
Papa paparazzi.
Oh, yeah. That's that one is just laying it down.
Eh.
All right, so now, did you rap for your stand-up comedy?
I did not rap.
What did, so you
oh, thanks for coming, you guys, by the way.
Good segue.
Hey, I was out of town, douchebag.
What night was that?
Saturday.
Oh, is it Outside Lands?
Oh, yeah.
He was watching John Fogerty rock the house.
He played Sunday. I was watching Black Keys and Muse, who also rocked.
I can't take Muse. I know everybody likes Muse, but that guy, the way that guy sings, I can't take it.
Yeah, well, you're a douche novel.
I will never. It's a change notes, motherfucker.
That's
it's called
exactly
the melody.
What he sounds like.
That's every song.
That's also what every single song
sounds
like.
Sing faster. Fucking make different words. You don't have to hold every word along. Ben is here on the podcast.
Well, anyway.
That's what he sounds like. Fucking dick.
It's way more fun than your shitty fucking stand-up.
Yeah, your mom.
How many minutes did you get this week?
I got, they're both about, I had two different shows that are about 10 minutes each, and I sort of cut them into one that's like 7 minutes.
Are we going to listen to 7 minutes of your stand-up right now?
Oh, great, yeah, we cut out all the shitty parts.
Well, some of the shitty parts.
So it's down to about 30 seconds?
Uh-huh. Give it up for Mr. Vince Mancini.
That's me.
Justin.
Yeah, that's another good story. Okay, so Justin came along, and it wasn't really Justin's fault because we went to brunch, and we happened to know the guy that was behind the bar when we went to brunch. We weren't really going expecting to drink, but he's like pouring Justin shot after shot at fucking...
hold on, let me just say shocking. That's really surprising.
Yeah.
Astounding.
Yeah, that really... That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
At breakfast, and then... So then we went to your friend Jen's party,
right?
And she was actually gone when we showed up, and so we knew maybe like two other people at that party. So we basically walked in. And I'm like, "Yeah, so I know I don't know any of you guys, but I brought this really drunk dude wearing a coonskin cap."
This is all people I work with, by the way.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that was cool, and then but it was actually good that at stand up because at first he was like. Getting on the microphone before the comedians got there, and I was like, "Dude, oh my god, you're fucking embarrassing me right now! Please don't."
You just play that, dude. Yeah. I don't know that guy. Yeah. I met him outside.
Yeah, well, this place holds like 10 people tops, so it's pretty obvious. And
shut up! You're killing my set.
Like, oh no, this is the worst idea I've ever had. But then he sat down and. He was being good, and he laughed at like every single joke. So I was like, "Oh, that's actually the best thing you can ever have at a stand-up."
He's very loud. So. Yeah.
I was getting texts from Vince at like 11 a.m. Like, dude, he's already blacked out.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about being rich and white that makes you want to pretend to be poor.
You can tell
this because you go to any neighborhood. The nicer the neighborhood, the more camping supply stores there are. Like, yeah, I want to go out, drive to the woods, and pretend to be homeless. A tent, that's just a fake hobo cave. Fucking camping. I thought that would be away from my porn for that long. I do like coming home and being like, oh, porn! Do you guys miss me? Trying to walk in the door, there's just like twat juice and bukkake splatter tugging on my pant legs. Amazing now. Seriously. I mean, just the sheer quantity and variety.
Right.
I have done the math on this. By the year 2015, I will have seen every vagina on earth. Even the babies. Especially the babies. Did someone say you? Oh.
I think you need to bring Justin to every show.
You need to bring Justin to every show. You can just hear him laughing.
More specifically, Drunk Justin.
Yeah.
He's really selling these.
Never been to babypussy.com. They're just there. They can't be that many vaginas out there. You just get that realization. It's inevitable. I am going to run out of vaginas to look at. It's like worse than the day I realized my own mortality. It's like a pyramid scheme. There just can't be that many vaginas to go around.
How is it like a pyramid scheme?
Because, you know, it's like a Ponzi scheme, and it's like eventually you run out of people to, like, you have people under you, and then you have people under you, but it doesn't work like that because there's not that many people. It's a stretch. It's a stretch.
I don't think that...
All right, we can do notes later.
I don't think that's like a pyramid scheme.
You're breaking
up. Do you
know
what a pyramid scheme is?
Shh.
The vagina does look like an upside down pyramid, though.
That is true.
If it's not shaped.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Do you ever just sit there with your dick in your hand and think, God, what an incredible time to be alive.
It's like you're reading my mind right now.
Did you realize at any other time in history, you would have had to be the emperor of Rome just to see the kind of depraved sex that a hobo can jerk off to in a public library? I'm like the Roman emperor of my own computer. I'm part of the last generation that still remembers what it was like to jerk off before the internet.
That was surprising.
I mean, because I started jerking off with my right hand, and I actually switched to my left because of the advent of the computer mouse. I mean, I know that's probably too much information, but I just want you
now
guys
it's
to
too
think
much
about
information.
What an evolutionary milestone that represents. Humans have probably been jerking off with their dominant hand for like 10,000, not even humans, primates. And all of a sudden, it's changed. Like, you know, our grandparents and our kids, they're just walking around blissfully ignorant. But we were there on the ground floor of this quantum leap in jerk-off technology.
I got another 12 minutes of material about masturbating to internet porn, so strap in.
Do you want to talk about running out of vaginas, though? I mean, think about, like, all the porn, like, is on Google image search now. I mean, you can look and see anything. So, that's like, people vaginas. Watching porn for free, people are going to buy less porn. There's going to be less porn out there, and eventually you will truly run out of vaginas to look at.
I know, man.
Because there won't be any more out there.
Dude, I don't like to think about it.
No, there's still plenty.
I'm kind of depressed now.
No, there's plenty. There'll be... There's plenty, I mean...
Yeah. Chicks who hate their dad will always have sex on camera.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go back. I probably should have edited this in later, but...
It's called Earl's Law.
We're into it now.
Earl's Law.
Like, I'm like the X-Man jerking off.
Twice as many new vaginas come online every year.
And it's a completely useless... You know, usually animals will evolve in order to become better at getting food or hide from prey or, like, attract a mate. This is just this useless evolution of us learning how to pleasure ourselves. It'd be like if a fish grew lungs and crawled out of the ocean in order to butt-fuck dirt clods. Like the other day, I saw this thing. I was at Comic-Con last month, and they got a lot of booths there. And one of them was for this thing called an anime fleshlight. I see some of you know what a fleshlight is. It's actually a rubber vagina that's shaped inside of a flashlight. And therefore, an anime fleshlight is a fleshlight with a Japanese cartoon on the side. So when you break that down, it's a disembodied rubber vagina stuffed inside a flashlight that you fuck while pretending it's a cartoon that doesn't speak English. It begs the question, what does a cartoon vagina feel like, anyway? Is it like a million babies' hands? And what is the quality control process of that factory like? Is it like a guy at the end of the assembly line who's just fucking... This is not cartoony enough. What are you, retarded? Better go back to the anal bead factory. Come in here with this bullshit.
Yeah.
Woo! What else? So, also,
Also,
this one's a little crispier.
Second round, round two. This guy knows. It was a tough weekend because the Glee 3D concert movie opened at the same time as the Gathering of the Juggalos. Yeah. What am I supposed to choose? You'd think they would at least consult each other on this kind of stuff, am I right? You guys know about Juggalos?
Yeah.
Juggalos are the fucking best. They're like, there's these people that still like Insane Clown Posse, and every year they get together and they have like this trailer park Woodstock. And it's the best thing ever. There's also this picture going around the internet. It's been going around for a couple of years. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's like the best picture I've ever seen. It's like it's these two juggalos and a guy and a girl, husband and wife, and they're at a funeral for their baby.
Polly tagged you and I in that photo on Facebook.
And the casket is like this little baby casket that's hot pink, and it's covered in just spray-painted Juggalo graphics. I know this is wrong, but Juggalo baby casket has got to be the funniest phrase in the English language. Juggalo baby casket. Think about that. Where do they buy that?
That's why
that
they finished
football
team.
There's some guy out there that makes Juggalo baby caskets. So yeah, I got Juggalo baby caskets. I got all kinds of baby caskets. Papa Roach, Avenged Sevenfold, Linkin Park. Really, it all depends on what kind of music your dead baby was into. Anyway, I'm Vince Mancini, guys. Thanks for your time.
I thought you guys would appreciate a dead baby joke at least.
Of course.
Oh, for sure.
Always.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
I should have put that in afterwards so you guys didn't have to sit here indulging me that entire time. But,
what? Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, who's that guy?
Hey.
Hello.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Hello. Brett, so we don't have to do fake Brett anymore.
Hey. I'm fake Brett. Draw squirrels. Hey, guys.
Why didn't you wait for me? I'm only about 4 to 5 minutes late.
I know. I showed up and we're just sort of listening to Vince and then commenting on listening to Vince and then broadcasting us commenting on listening to Vince.
Have you never been here? That's what we do every week.
Oh, God.
Next week, we're going to watch him do his new first porn video. Then we're going to watch him act.
I have First Communion coming up. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
Come out? Yeah.
And then he's going to get
like,
baptized.
Hey, yo, don't sweat the technique.
He's going to get baptized, and we're going to listen to him rap.
I'm going to make a Frotcast recruitment video.
Yeah, an intern.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Got to get my frot. Got to get my podcast.
We should do a bad white guy Frotcast rap.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
But the idea is we'll be like, it's a bad white guy rap, but really it's just going to be us rapping.
Yeah, a lot of times that gets lost. I don't know if you know that most of our country is really, really dumb.
Mm.
It's
like Wigger Day all over again.
just
I swore never again, Brendan. Never again.
Just don't do a beatbox. Anything but that.
You must have thought it was White Boy Day.
That's bad white guy beatboxing.
Brendan's beatbox would be nothing but farts.
Powered on fart through box. That anyway, yeah. Didn't you?
Beat farting.
Regular old fart box.
Speaking of farts, you guys want to talk about the artificial anal sphincter?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a headline. A few people sent us this, shockingly. The headline was artificial anal sphincter. Artificial anal sphincter. That's hard to say.
Sphinctor.
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 Yeah, wasn't that like He-Man's arch nemesis?
Yeah, sphinctor.
That's a great arch rival. Sphinctor.
I will get you, sphinctor.
What do you have to say about that, sphinctor?
He just has a big butthole for a
yeah,
face.
He just farts instead of talking. Ruler
of the land of taint. He just has a big staff with a bronze turd on it.
She'll never escape, sphincter.
Nothing escapes the sphincter. No!
Almost nothing!
Yeah.
That would be... Anywho, what were we talking about?
Oh, I don't remember. we should forget this article and make up a movie about sphincter.
We can do this for at least 20 minutes.
Well, I'm pretty sure if the title was sphincter, I think we're on to something.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if he's the bad guy, I really think that has to be the title.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like
that. Well, he is going to be the bad guy.
What if he's just more of an anti-hero?
Wait, it's...
Yeah, this sounds like a classic Rogue character to me.
Yeah, he's an anti-hero. He's kind of bad, but, you know, he's charming at the same time.
Right.
I see more of a more of an Indiana Jones take, like Riddle of the Sphinctor.
He doesn't mean to be so stinky. That's just the way he was made.
He shits by his own rules.
Yeah. So it's about artificial sphincters.
Sphinctors.
Strangely, a lot of people thought Brendan would really enjoy this.
Huh. That was touching, really.
I do like that for our listeners. We've become the go-to for anything poop, butt, fart related.
I do have to say, anytime there's something poop related and someone's like, hey, this is for Brendan, that yeah. really gets me.
Does
like,
it tickle your butthole?
It does. It tickles my butthole with the pink feather.
All right, here's the story. Another milestone for custom-crafted transplants. The world's first lab-built sphincters. The breakthrough offers hope to countless people who have become incontinent through damage to their own anal sphincters. The spare part sphincters were made with some human cells, but have been implanted only in mice so far.
Could sphincter live on the continent incontinent?
Wow. Holy shit. He just blew my mind right there.
There's a mouse out there. With a human-sized butthole.
Yeah.
No,
I think sphincter lives on the continent incontinent with an army of the sphincter rats that escaped from the lab experiment created sphincter.
Size
Wait,
butthole.
So, question. Are they growing on their backs, or they have a human-sized butthole?
Human-sized butthole.
Human-sized
Wouldn't
butthole.
A human-sized butthole be growing on their backs? I mean, it's just that big.
Well, I'm just... Maybe they have... Like, they take...
Special mice.
All right. Researchers made them by growing donated smooth muscle cells from human sphincters alongside gut nerve cells from mice in circular molds.
Smooth muscle cells.
That sounds... The smooth muscle cells align themselves around the mold in a perfect continuous circle.
Fake buttholes. We've made fake buttholes.
Geometrically correct buttholes.
Doc?
It's a perfect circle. We finally found it.
Oh, wait. Oh, it gets better. It gets better.
Doc, my butthole's a little oval. I'm not happy with it. My poops are coming out. They're not as perfectly circular.
We're
going
to have
to
discount these. These are the irregular sphincter, my sphincters. The neural cells then innervate this structure and make filamentous structures and projections around it, he says. By testing the replacement sphincter with electric shocks and chemicals, BTAR's team made sure that it contracts and relaxes as a normal sphincter does to keep gut contents in or let them out.
Well, now we have sphincter's origin story. He was just a normal sphincter, but then he was subjected to cruel shocks and probes.
That's why he's kind of, you know, he started out good.
Yeah, but he's sort of rogue now.
Yeah.
He learned
like Magneto.
His past.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he learned his past.
Yeah.
He saw the dark side of humanity, and and that's all he sees now.
Yeah.
He wasn't perfectly round. He was more like an ellipsis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a whole line of butt plugs ready to insert into the fake sphincters.
Are there like any real, like if you have like a functioning butthole, could you put in like a second, like a backup?
Double up?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, double up on the buttholes.
To relieve pressure on the first one, kind of like when you got the water bottle and you got to poke the hole in the other one so it comes out.
Yeah,
so it comes out faster.
It breathes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, imagine
like
your farts is just like a wind tunnel in there.
You could like spin if it was positioned properly.
Like a tank?
Yeah.
If you're on the proper swivel chair.
Yeah. But what about like all these porn stars, you know, like where they bang like 300 or 400 guys at once? I mean, you could just like put buttholes all over her back like a cheetah.
Oh, man.
And she could service like
Swiss cheese.
Yeah. Like Swiss cheese. Well, I think it should be a Swiss porn star to start that.
It's more like Greek cheese. Yes. You know?
The Swiss Miss 500.
Hey. Whoa.
Don't forget to
But
tip,
seriously,
tip.
Folks.
Don't
try the veal.
I know Dr. Drew has talked about the fact that there is going to probably be problems for especially porn stars that do a lot of anal sex because things are not meant to go in and out of your butthole that aggressively.
I disagree.
Yeah?
I disagree.
Yeah? What? Do you have a reverse fleshlight for yourself?
I do.
That's a very euphemistic way to put that.
Yeah.
Come on, there's more to this story. It keeps getting better, you guys.
What else are they growing? I'm picturing a little mouse running around with like a dick and balls on, like flopping around on its back.
You buried the lead, which is
and not
Vince
because it relates.
Dills his own
I just like that idea.
Yeah, like woo 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 woo. Just a little dick and butt. Dick and balls on his back.
There's like a mouse trap with anal beads in it. More importantly, it survived and grew when implanted beneath the skin in the upper back of mice. It rapidly gets its own supply of blood vessels and nerves rapidly connect with the mouse's own nervous system, says Bitar. He's now testing the system in larger animals.
The giant buttholes.
There's a camel out there with just like 30 buttholes on its hump.
We want to grow the biggest butthole ever made.
Well, we grew the camel with so many buttholes.
Put that shit on an elephant!
We grew the camel with buttholes on its stump so people wouldn't fall off when they're riding it.
Think of all the drugs you could smuggle with a Venezuelan guy with like 15 buttholes.
Oh, Maria would be so full of grace.
Jam-packed full of it.
Why? How come a mouse back is the most ripe area to grow any sort of human organ? Do you know?
Well, where else would you put it?
Well, I just maybe
you can't like have the butthole growing out of his ear.
Yeah, and you put it on its belly, it's going to be dragging it everywhere.
Or its butthole.
It's going to get dirt all up in there. You can't test a sphincter that's got dirt all up in there.
Also, perfectly circle one.
We totally forgot to mention that we teased this on last week's Frotcast, but in the meantime,
right,
we got like
the butthole.
We're remember, butthole teasers.
We did. We teased the butthole on last week's Frotcast.
Just a wet finger around the rim.
Yeah, then we got like 10 emails about it.
Yeah. The team will also have to demonstrate that the engineer's sphincters can function effectively when implanted in place of existing sphincters in the anus as a prelude to trials in humans, which they hope to begin in 3 to 5 years.
That long?
Yeah.
Take a while.
Oh, for those clinical trials, the plan is to obtain smooth muscle and gut nerve cells from patients themselves, then grow these into replacement sphincters for implantation.
So you can
we can custom make them the size and diameter we want, he says.
Nice.
So you can custom
like a bowling ball.
It's a brave new world out there.
Wow. So you can custom order buttholes now.
Oh yeah, you can.
More importantly, I want a butthole.
Can
mouse.
You make them like? Can you make them like custom shapes so they come out like Play-Doh? Like you get like a star.
It said size and diameter. Yeah, then we can custom make the size.
You get
and
like
diameter.
A size shape or a star shaped butthole.
Oh, it could be like the new Kiss band member. It's star butthole.
Yeah.
Or like a money symbol or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dollar sign turds.
Dollar sign turds.
It's, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. Like I'm seeing what Brandon's talking about, where Play-Doh, where you pushed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the different, like, cutouts. So you get, like, the star-shaped, like, things that, like, logs of Play-Doh, basically.
And they get the one with, like, 7 little buttholes, and it comes out like spaghetti.
Yeah, exactly.
The angel hair. The angel hair poops.
Yeah.
Girls would be
It would be a cribriform anus. That would be.
Girls would be getting the Playboy bunny all the time.
Yeah.
How much does it suck to be that mouse, dude? Your entire life is spent with a human butthole attached, yeah. And they're like, oh, it's time to transplant. We got to end your life and take your butthole back.
Congratulations on your contributions to science.
It's time to take that back.
Algernon.
Butthole.
Science giveth. Buttholes for Algernon.
Yeah. Buttholes for Algernon, exactly.
The buttholes of Nim.
I just want a butthole mouse, that's all. Like, I don't want the butthole replacement.
I'll save you, tiny anus mouse.
Like, see,
come with me if you want to live.
Sphinctor could be like with that movie Willard with Crispin Glover, where he's got all the rats like behind him.
Which
but
was
it's
Ben before that.
Was it?
Yeah, they made the movie Ben like in the
70s. Okay, was it called? Yeah, I knew it was something else. I didn't know it had a different name.
Yeah.
Why'd they go with Willard?
I have no idea.
Didn't make him want to make him sound Jewy?
I don't know.
Put that mouse with the extra butthole in like another Pixar movie. It'd be crapatooie.
I like it. I like it.
What's the going rate on a new mice asshole?
I didn't have that queued up.
That was
time.
Quick. Wow. Nice work.
Sorry. I was reading the butthole story. I can't have them both open at the same time.
You know, maybe I'm giving away too much here, but like when I'm with my wife, like I don't mind like getting a finger in the ass.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
Like, what if I had like 5 buttholes like going up my back? Like she could just like stick her whole hand in there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like the jazz hands.
Well, it's like instead of her running her fingernails up your back, you could just have like 5 buttholes on each side, and she could just finger them all.
Yeah,
I'm picturing more like she puts 5 fingers in there, like you put olives on the tips of your fingers.
They'd be like fart gills.
Oh, yeah, put on my fart gills. Yeah! Yeah!
I love when you tickle my fart gills.
Would it make us more professional if we didn't laugh at ourselves so much? I always wonder that.
No.
It's hard not to.
But yeah. That's what makes
it's
it so fun.
It's impossible not to.
Yeah.
It's magical.
Am I supposed to not laugh at poop transplants?
Yeah,
because if so, then game over, man. I'm done.
Did you see what happened to Brennan when we talked about banana phones in the butthole? Because that almost ended his life. See, for all you lovely ladies out there, the way to Brendan's heart is through a banana phone in someone else's butt.
It's a complicated path to his heart.
But the banana phone was a conduit for moving a poop transplant inside.
Transplanted banana phone to
and
your
then
heart.
Someone's yelling into the person's butt, I told you not to call me here.
It's like tin cans on a string, but with poop transplants. It's a sphincter.
So yeah, that's the way to charm Brendan.
Okay,
his pants right off.
The most likely to benefit from the new research are women who have been injured during childbirth and the elderly.
Wait, you poop babies?
Yeah. Where do you think they come from?
Space.
Bitar says that the same technique could be adapted to make other important sphincters, such as those that hold in urine.
Wait, that's a different sphincter?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's several.
I know there's
sphincters.
Like the asshole, but like, what is that?
Dude,
there's like a pee asshole.
I got so many.
You severed his
yeah, you don't pee out your butthole? Come on.
Only after a weekend in Mexico.
All
right?
Cool kids do.
Hey, yo, I like to call it a cloaca. Do you know about cloaca?
What do you think you like?
Do you know
more,
about cloacal
what
kiss?
What do you think you
yeah,
like?
Do you ever seen that? You ever seen that shit?
It's pooping fucking, back and forth?
No, it's weird, man.
What?
Cloacal kiss?
Really? How
so? You never seen birds fuck?
Not actual.
You've never gone to birdfuck.com?
You, sir, have never lived.
Not up
because
close.
It is hilarious.
Well, I saw the duck penis that someone sent us where it's like a big corkscrew, but that has nothing to do with cloacal
kiss. No. They have the penis corkscrews. Cloacal, like a pigeon, when a pigeon fucking does its thing. Yeah, right after that.
That's my amorous pigeon.
They explode in a flurry of butthole touching.
And that's how we started the Audubon Society.
The other day I came out, it was trash day, and they'd like the trash guys had spilled this big puddle of like, you know, fetid sort of rotting food waste in the street.
I love that
and,
day of the week.
There was like 100 pigeons just having like a pigeon fuck fest in the middle of this rotting cesspool of garbage.
Think about it though. Vomit is like pigeon comfort food, right? It's like what mom used to make.
Uh-huh.
It's
casserole.
True.
Yeah. That's like fucking.
Is that all? That's all you had. That's all.
I thought that was pretty good. It stood on its.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
All right. I thought you were going somewhere
we'll
else
allow
with
it. We'll allow it.
I need two jokes. Do I need?
I just didn't know. I was into the journey. I didn't know where. I was thinking about the destination.
Look,
that was my fault.
It ends in a puddle of vomit being eaten by pigeons, as they all do.
Fair. Okay, I'll go with that.
So,
what?
Well, so I don't know if this is every city, but definitely in San Francisco, there's so many pigeons that run around with like little stumpy feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? There's so many with mangled feet.
Does that take place in the East Coast as well?
Well, it's because they're in Chinatown and they bind the pigeons' feet. It makes them more attractive too.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about like
it's
stumpy.
It's a fashion thing.
These are stumpy, like you just are
like
holding
gnarled feet. Yeah, they're like all like curled up.
Yeah.
Vince, you live in New York.
Yeah.
Are pigeons like that in New York?
There's actually less pigeons in New York than there are here, I find.
Really? Is that because of the very lenient pigeon laws here?
Yeah. Yeah, we really encourage it. You know,
seriously.
We have the shit lie law.
If you shit somewhere, you're allowed to. You got to live.
That was an inside joke for San Francisco.
I didn't even get that.
There's the sit lie.
Oh, yeah.
All the cretins on Haight Street.
Yeah.
There's cretins even. I work down near the ballpark. I'd say about 3 days a week, I think it's the same bum, I'm not exactly sure, gets really, really tired around 6 o'clock when I leave work, and he's just sleeping straight in the middle of the sidewalk.
I love that when you just see a guy like completely on his back, like stretched out with his mouth open and his hands over his head. It's like, that guy is partying.
Yeah. Well, it's more like, I'm like, God damn, that guy's so tired.
I saw a guy this morning who was like, he definitely wasn't a bum. He was like well-dressed. And
he's got a suit.
He didn't have a suit, but he had like, you know.
A carnation on his lapel.
A shirt and a jacket. And
a top hat and a cane.
And like slacks.
tails.
And he had dress shoes on, but no socks. It was weird. And he had one shoe under his head as a pillow. And he had the other, he had one of his pant legs pulled up. And he had something painted on his leg, but I didn't want to like stop and gawk, so I couldn't see. But there was some sort of writing like on his cap.
It said like Jerry, 415-226.
Poop mural.
Yeah. And this is like 7:30 in the morning, like just downtown San Francisco.
It's probably performance art.
Yeah.
It's probably James Franco. He's in disguise.
He's probably Dick Nose.
Yeah, he's Dick Nose on the sidewalk.
He's just Dick Nosing everybody up in here.
I'm pretty sure that guy just partied hella hard the night before.
Yeah.
There's a bar in North Beach called Gino and Carlos. And like I'll start blogging at like between six and seven in the morning is when I walk to the coffee shop past Gino and Carlos. And there is already people inside drinking and people outside who have been drinking who are smoking outside Gino and Carlos at like 6:45, 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Dude, I'm an alcoholic, but I'm not going to set an alarm.
Do you wait? No, you don't set an alarm. You just up. You wake up. It's got the shakes already.
Yeah, you got the shakes. You're sweating.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
It's time for a heater and it's time for a shot of whiskey.
Just sleep through it, man. Fuck, start at like 10 or something.
No,
sleep in.
They can't sleep through those tears. They will wake you up every time.
Well, the aggressive shakes will wake you up.
Fair. He needs his nerve medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, nerve tonic.
At that point, you're hooked.
Do you guys want to hear Val Kilmer's Easy Listening album?
Oh,
why is everyone
horrible.
Making music now? They should not be allowed to do so.
It could be as good as Steven Seagal's. We could compare the two.
No way.
So it's the best album ever made?
We want the punani now.
Well, what was this? My baby makes scrambled eggs. What was it?
Yeah.
My baby makes scrambled eggs.
Listening to Val Kilmer's never been easy.
I don't think Steven Seagal's the lead singer of Creed, Vince.
I love...
I was just walking... on the beach with my kids today.
Not bad, not bad. This one's called...
We didn't have no
Let me guess.
Plans, yeah, we just lay.
Pause. Let us play for about 30 seconds and then we'll guess
okay.
The title.
That's a good game.
Good game, bro.
Then I played a game. Who could be the most truthful? And I said in all the world they were the most beautiful. But my daughter said no. And I said oh.
Wow.
And she said, Daddy, look around. Look around.
I'm fascinated.
She said oh.
What's the what, any all right?
So, I think it's called oh.
No.
Shit.
Can I borrow a feeling? I'm sticking with that.
I like it. I like it.
The story of the boring shit I did today with my
That's
child.
The Simpsons, yeah.
I'm going to go with play a game.
Damn it. It's called All Children Are Beautiful.
Oh, God.
I had a child in mind. I'm calling that a win for me.
That's a lie. That's a dirty
Why
lie.
Why was it Can I Borrow a Feeling on The Simpsons?
It was Kurt Van Houten when he got dumped.
When he got dumped.
His wife.
Yeah, when Betty started going out with the American. Was it Betty?
Yeah.
It was Betty,
the
yeah.
American
started
Gladiator.
Started going out with the American Gladiator, and he picked her up in the atmosphere for a date. One of my favorite episodes.
That was his demo tape, which was smashed.
Yeah.
And it was an actual tape.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what they had back then. Yeah. God, that was old.
Still brilliant.
Is there another hit?
Oh, he's still singing.
This is a new song.
Alone, she gone.
All right, name the song.
She Gone.
Close.
She Go.
Colder.
Gone and Alone.
Medium warm.
Gone, gone, gone.
Boom!
Yeah! Oh! You cheated.
No. He said, all he said was gone about 50 times in a row. All right,
I like the title of this one, so I'm going to play it in this other one here.
Yeah, when I'm gone, I'll see you.
Oh, he's totally underbite singing there.
He's totally he's totally doing the Scott Weiland.
My doodle butt tastes like what?
What about
who's? I take my glove off.
Yeah.
Take off my glove.
Who's Creed Scott Stapp? Right, that's
yeah.
Like he was auditioning for Creed.
Yeah.
Cause you gonna cry.
Different song or the same song?
When I'm gone.
No, this is a new song. He's gone.
He's gone a lot.
He's on the road. He's got to go to Vancouver to film.
That's this album's leitmotif. /French. In the pre-dawn morn, you're gonna feel cold, cold down to your bone. I'm waiting for this as a song title every time. All right, anybody?
Daddy's gone.
No. Ah.
Batman Forever.
Kiss from a Rose.
Just a single gone.
That'd no. Awesome.
When I'm gone?
It's called Hold On to Daddy.
Oh,
he said that earlier.
He
I was
said
like,
it at the beginning,
probably...
and I was waiting for it to come up again.
You know,
but
you know
did.
What that's a song to? I actually read about that. He's singing to his fleshlight.
It's autobiographical.
Anime fleshlight.
His reverse fleshlight.
Yeah. Is Val Kilmer still really fat?
He's not really fat, but he's like moderately fat.
Would you say bloated?
All right, he looks like a guy who's white and rich and, you know, like 50
sort of alcoholic.
Look.
And got stung by 500 bees.
Yeah.
He looks just like someone would look if you plugged an air compressor up their butt and left it on for about 5 minutes.
He looks like an aging rock star.
Or a sphincter that's in their back.
He looks like an aging rock star that's not British.
That is drinking a lot.
That's my inflation sphincter. I don't use that for pooping.
No, that's not what
that's I'm purely pooping. Sexual.
Hold on. All right. So pay close attention. I know you guys can get this one. I haven't even heard it yet, but I'm just.
Does he play guitar as well?
No. Yes, he does.
He better.
Maybe. Snow is falling.
Christmas is calling. Oh. Good God, don't you know? Happiness is all that we need live for.
Children's faces. This is fantastic.
Was that children's faces?
Children's faces. We should
have their back butts.
We should start a metal band called Sphinctor, where we only sing death metal songs about buttholes and poop transplants
and farting.
That sounds like the best band ever.
Yeah, it does.
Brendan has a
this metal. One's called Banana Phone.
No, it would be like,
I told you not to call me here. I told you not to call me here. This next song is called Banana Phone. Let's play a game.
Is that one called Christmas is Gone?
Is it called Snow is Falling?
Wait, very close.
The most beautiful cliche.
No, that would be interesting.
Drunk and Bloated.
It's called Christmas is Calling. So close, you all were.
Couldn't hear through his underbite.
The Scott Stapp School of Singing. I didn't know it still had members.
Yes, hell!
That's hard to
say. We hold that whole band!
So that's what Val Kilmer's doing these days.
Why are you guys looking at me?
I don't know.
Expect me to just provide content for you?
Is it true that him and Steven Seagal are going on tour together?
Or I don't know. We're not the ones that are getting paid for this, so.
You're not. Yeah. We're on your broadcast, bro.
I'm the one paying the host for the server space for this.
You should send an expense report to UpRocks.
It's true, I should.
You should open the kimono.
I should do a lot of things.
By the end of the day, you should open the kimono, go soup to nuts, and explain the value prop. Soup to nuts.
Did you guys already do Brendan's letter?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to pull. That's a good idea. I need to pull that
up. Company.
Do you want to stop, Ben, so we can queue it up?
All right.
All right, so I got an email. I got a very interesting email. I get a lot of emails. You may have gotten
I get stacks and stacks
one,
of emails.
How many?
But I get them all the time.
How many stacks of emails do you get a day?
I get a lot of emails, and I sort of get random people reaching out to me because mostly it's
handsomeness.
People just taking blind stabs at firstname@mycompanyname.com sending like random emails. Because I got in early enough at my company where I'm just first name, you know, I'm Brendan at my company. So I get like kind of random emails of stuff that doesn't really apply to me. So I got this really good one that I loved because we talk about the whole corporate speak thing.
This one doesn't even make sense.
This one actually makes zero sense.
Like, it's almost like it was written by a bot. Yeah. I mean, it makes about as much sense.
Business bot.
Yeah, well, business bot.
Well, it kind of was, and we can get into that.
I do agree with your review of Planet of the Apes, Hot Nurse 457. Yeah.
It makes less sense than that.
I am nubile, 27-year-old nurse.
I am vertically integrated market analyzing
bot.
So here's the email I got. It says, "Dear Brendan, earlier this week, I reached out to you in an attempt to conduct a capabilities presentation focused on our innovation and disruptive ideation methodologies.
Holy fuck.
Perhaps you were busy as we did not hear back from you. We have sourced and created over $3 billion annual revenue."
I like how he slipped in the passive-aggressive thing in addition to the horrible techno-speak.
Yeah. "We have sourced and created over $3 billion in annual revenues of new products for our clients. We are a highly differentiated company as we intersect the dynamics of creative product development, innovation research, and intellectual property identification."
We intersect the dynamics, et cetera.
I would like to present, company's name I won't name, approach to the creation and validation of radical innovation, which that is beautiful, and how our approach may fit your objectives at, and then it says hashtag their underscore company hashtag. He totally fucked up.
Is it right there at least?
He totally fucked up. Yeah, he totally fucked up the template that he.
Well, no, but is it there? Is it the right version of there, or is it?
It is the right version.
Oh,
of there.
Shit.
So give that much
what,
credit.
It was probably using some mass email thing, and it's supposed to auto-populate.
He left the field blank, and
it's supposed to auto-populate. Yeah. So he says, "Our services include," and then he bullet points me. "White space opportunity identification / disruptive ideation." No clue.
Disruptive ideation.
Wait, so no. White space identification is where you like have room on your business card, and they're like, "We should fill that with logos."
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not filling up like whiteboards?
Guys, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Wait. Time out. Is ideation like coming up with ideas for something?
Yeah.
Wow.
But we haven't heard about all the services they offer, guys. Just hold your applause till the end.
I'm already excited after the first thing I heard.
Okay. White space.
I'm already sold.
Guys, this is serious.
Brendan, let's stop reading.
This is a very serious comment on where we're at right now.
Tell us where to send our money.
Guys.
Do they take credit cards? Because I want to sign up right now.
Guys, I'm really not messing around here.
What's the fastest way to sign up for white space information filling?
Is that like space for white people?
Guys, I just...
Is this a University of Alabama Panhellenic email?
Guys, this is serious. This is really... This is important. This is important.
We feature.
Do they have a rap video?
I'll be patient, guys.
Bullet point two: fleshlight filling. We will fill every fleshlight in your company with hard boners.
I've got all day. Are you guys done?
We can fill your white space with sphincter rats. We will color your white space brown with the sphincters of rats on the backs of rats.
From Sphinctor. From the planet Sphinctor.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You filled all my sphincter rats white space.
All right.
Bullet point two. Go.
Our services include... I'll start from the beginning. White space opportunity identification / disruptive ideation. Market access / market landscaping / emerging market analysis.
Can you give my market a Brazilian?
Technology scouting / new product validation. Market adjacency mapping. Key innovation leader studies. Technology scouting. Transaction opportunity identification. Voice of the customer studies. Our team of business leaders, PhDs, MDs, and scientists have extensive experience, having worked with over 250 companies in a varying array of disciplines.
I have a feeling that their team involves two white people, one black chick, and an Asian dude.
Because
that's like every college course catalog.
I always wanted my marketing landscape to be like some mountains, but then a beach.
Right. So he says,
do that?
Well, new product validation is like, hey, you know what? You're on the internet, buddy.
You need the market adjacency mapping to see if you can get that sort of
like the mountains.
If you're adjacent
to
the correct landscape.
Yeah, exactly.
So he says, is there a time later next week we can schedule a phone capabilities presentation? I trust you'll find it time well spent. So my response was,
yes, when can we do that phone capability?
Wait, we want to make
you
fun
responded
of this for a while.
To this?
I responded to this.
Release the cornhole rats.
I said, you are correct. I am very busy. I am also an NDM, as we say in sales, so there's not much I can do for you as far as getting our business. What I can
What's
do,
an NDM?
Non-decision maker.
It's a no...
Yes.
It's a no-dick machine.
Yes.
No, it's a non-dick mouse.
Only type, no dicking.
Your cornhole rats will not be satisfied.
Your customer voice analysis would have told you I am incapable of dicking. Had you done it properly.
Had you done a proper market adjacency mapping.
You do not have enough PhDs on staff. slash in company, slash at the place where you work.
I'm getting there in due time, guys.
You get one slash per
I said
email. One.
What I can do is give you some advice. Be more direct and use plain, simple language. I've read your email multiple times, and I still have absolutely no idea what you do. More importantly, I have absolutely no idea how we could benefit. Try talking less about what you do and more about what you can do for the prospect. I found it's helpful to present a problem the business is facing and proposing a solution that you can provide. For example, hi, blank. Reading your emails is proving to be difficult and uninformative. Let's schedule some time so I can help you disruptively ideate ways to write more effective emails. A few questions. How does one validate radical innovation? If the innovation is judged to be radical, a highly subjective term, by the way, these should be avoided in sales pitches. Shouldn't that be the validation in and of itself? A third party didn't independently validate the printing press or the internal combustion engine or the iPod. It was clear right away that the innovation was radical. And isn't creating radical innovation redundant? Why not just innovate? Radically, of course. You have doctors on staff? That sounds expensive. If we work with you, can they take a look at my knee? It's making a clicking sound. Old football injury. A phone capabilities presentation?
My name is Brendan. Have I mentioned I played football?
Are you going to show me what my office phone is capable of doing?
So, yes, professional.
Because if you're
going
to show me how to call people, I'm way ahead of you. Are there other uses I'm unaware of? Sub-question. Are you a telecommunications company? I still have no idea what you do.
What was the ideation?
Read some more.
Validation idea. What the fuck did he say?
New product validation.
All right, hold on. So, Brendan, read the bullet points, and we'll go around.
Something with ideation in it, where you referenced it in your response.
Disruptive ideation.
Disruptive ideation. What the fuck does that mean,
Brendan? Read.
Like, I got an idea. Is that like putting a banana?
Think about interrupting you
because
is that putting a banana?
Interrupting you.
Is that a banana in somebody's tailpipe?
If you shut the fuck up, I would explain this.
They think about interrupting you.
It's not about the answer. It's about our journey to get there.
Brendan, I would say read a couple of the bullets, and we'll go around and we'll discuss what we think.
You see how
it
disruptive
means.
My ideation turned out to be?
So disruptive is one of those like tech buzzwords that the press loves using. So every single business wants to be considered like disruptive, mm-hmm. But it's like if you're just going to charge outrageous consulting fees to like give a bunch of reports that have like the plastic spine with like the with the clear cellophane like thing over it.
Looks very
like,
professional.
Right. Looks
not
very professional.
Not cheap either. Kinko's is right, like $5.
Yeah, this is not a report. This is a dossier.
Right. That's not very disruptive.
Ooh, sounds French.
Can so I wrap you want me to read the bullet points again?
No. I want to know what a disruptive ideation would be.
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, it's just like it's a brand new idea that like no one's ever thought
it's
of.
It's like
before.
Coming up with an ideation. That's
fine. Tell you what, it's not going to be inside of the box. I want to have to go somewhere other than the
shit
inside
out of whoever
of
came
box.
Up with ideation. God.
Yeah.
Brendan, read a couple of the others and we'll decide. We'll go in the around and we'll all decide right. What we think they mean.
I'll go in order.
Or give an example.
But I like how there's slashes. Like there's some sort of tenuous,
connection
relationship there.
To reality.
White space opportunity identification / disruptive ideation.
Okay, pick either one. Vince, go.
What was it? White space what?
Well, we've
opportunity identification.
Yeah, we've discussed with that.
Oh, you find white space and you cover it with your sphincter mouse.
I was...
Cause you can't.
Do you need like a sphincter mouse primer for that or will it not stick?
You're like the Banksy of sphincter mice. So you just see some white space and you cover it with your sphincter art.
With that, you remember the old like gooey hands that you get out of the 25-cent machine? Mm-hmm. Sort of like that, but you throw the sphincter mice on there and then they sort of roll down. Mm-hmm. With
they're gelatinous. How sad.
Yeah.
Well, it's a side effect.
But I was thinking that...
The sphinctering. The sphincteration.
What is it?
We do rat sphinctration.
Radical sphinctration.
Radical disruptive rat sphinctration.
Sphinctration.
Sphincter filtration.
We disruptively white fur sphinctration.
I thought whiteboard filtration.
White space opportunity identification.
So that they go around the office and for every whiteboard that doesn't have writing on it, they tell you what you could put there.
More bullet points.
Right. Yeah. They say, look at how many more bullet points you could fit here, even without dry erasing any of it.
Voice of the customer studies.
So the
Ooh, so
voice
that,
of the butthole mouse studies.
Voice of the customer. So what they're doing there, They're figuring out what sort of language and accent your customers mostly speak with.
Nasally and constantly complaining.
Yeah. Your customers are very complainy. That's the voice of your customer.
I think I take their emails and they have Val Kilmer set them to music.
The other day I read an email.
Hey, listen, you may discount my email, but if you have a better strategy for
your team of business leaders,
innovation leaders, PhDs,
studies,
then I'd like to hear
MDs, and scientists
that come in
to fields of experience having worked with people with ideation management skills.
Hey, bro, if you don't have a market adjacency mapping strategy, then you're getting left in the dust.
Why don't you map daddy's ideation strategy adjacent to a Christmas time?
Vince, you have a Fox News story about a
Texas... They're gonna fill your white space with a couple of sphincter males. Here comes a sphincter mouse, cause it's Christmas time, and that's what my daughter got me.
That'd be the best present ever.
I opened up a kimono, and it was full of sphincter mice.
They're from the planet of sphincter.
It's a kimono full of sphincter mice just pouring out of your crotch.
Why do you think a kimono got so many buttons? Cause... I got a hold in on my sphincter mice. Otherwise, I run around my apartment.
There's no buttons on the kimono.
There's like, so many buttons.
That's like the whole point. It's just a robe.
I thought there was just a tie.
Yeah. Like dude, little, there's fucking buttons like with the little rope sash. Things that they...
Have you ever...
That's no, not a you're kimono. So, yeah, it is.
I thought those were
is.
Buttons.
That
I thought those were buttons.
Kimono.
I thought that was different from what a kimono actually is.
Vince, you need kimono mapping seminars.
Kimono adjacency seminars.
You did
excuse
white space
me, sir.
Kimono
what's
identification
my kimono?
Opportunities.
Vince just brought up about 1,000 images of kimonos.
Oh God, this is gonna be like the lawyer who jumped out the window.
Did you? I was reading the Texas Vampire. Did you want to read that?
Yeah, go for it.
Do you want to know about that one?
Yeah, I would love to know. All I know is I clicked out of the window and there was this Fox News story on Vince's computer about a vampire in Texas. So
yeah.
I was curious to know what that was all about.
A Texas man was behind bars Monday after breaking into a stranger's apartment and biting her neck, claiming he was a 500-year-old vampire who needed to feed, the Houston Chronicle reported.
Who isn't these days, by the way?
Yeah, that's true.
I blame Twilight.
Did it say if he was Team Edward or Team Jacob?
I mean, he seems like a bad guy, so I would assume.
Why isn't he an overweight white chick?
I don't know. Lyle Monroe Bensley, 19.
He would be named Lyle.
No, why is he not a morbidly obese white, like pale white woman?
I don't know. I do not have the ideation skills
to whiteboard.
I think
map
the women in Texas like eat the ribs and shit, and like never get fat. Like they stay hot. It's like you know, like in like Western Europe, where like they eat like bread and meat their entire lives, and they're hot until they turn 40, and then they all start to look like men. I think it's like that in Texas, but like they stay skinny and hot, and then they turn 40,
like,
and then it's like
Russia too.
It's Russia's like that, but it's like 28.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're just like sell your soul early, better.
It's
die
like their
by 50.
It's like their cholesterol is like binary or something. Like not fat, fat as fuck.
Does it happen on a birth date? Like on a certain birthday, they just
37.
Yes.
So on the 37th birthday, they just balloon up.
It's like Death Race 2000. It's like Death Skank. 28.
Ooh. This is what Drew McGarry's book should have been about.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so wearing
are
only...
we embargoed? Can we not talk about that?
Wearing only boxer shorts...
Yeah, fuck Drew.
Wearing only boxer shorts, Bensley forced his way into the apartment of a woman he did not know and made growling and hissing noises while biting and hitting his victim in her bed, officers told the paper. The woman managed to get away and call police, who found Bensley in the parking lot of the apartment complex. He was begging us to restrain him because he did not want to kill us, Galveston officer Daniel Erickson told the Chronicle. He said he needed to feed.
Restrain me. Restrain me. I need to feed.
That's good. Ooh, we can make this into a radio sketch. Bensley also told the police, I'm a vampire and I've been alive for 500 years.
You don't know what it's like.
Anywho.
That's the whole thing?
Is it weird that I kind of wanted
to be
a real vampire?
They said he did not
appear
to be under the influence of drugs.
That seems remarkably lenient as far as them handling the situation. There was that dude in Texas on mushrooms who was like, help me, I'm on mushrooms, and they shot him in the head.
Well, yeah, you said the most important word in that whole sentence.
Yeah.
Texas?
Yeah.
Well, they don't fuck around.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, if you were a vampire in real life, Ben, wouldn't Texas be like the last place you would want to live?
Last, I would never go there.
So human.
Fuck. Let's go to Alaska.
They fucking hate
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
Vampires.
You're actually legally required to carry a gun in Texas.
Yeah, guns don't matter to vampires. All right.
So
are like,
if they got wood bullets, that would suck.
I just found another article that was linked on that last page. That says rugby players say sheep and sex don't mix.
Why don't you read that?
That's sort of groundbreaking for the sport of rugby.
And Fox News.
I'm so confused. This is so long. It's going to be so confusing. First came the idea to have bikini models on motorbikes drive 1,000 sheep through New Zealand's most cosmopolitan city. Then the idea to urge rugby fans to abstain from sex and save their passion for the country's team. New Zealand
really?
Is gearing up.
Wait, hold
to
on. New Zealand made like a public announcement: don't have sex, save that anger and.
Well, it's a World Cup year.
What else are they going to announce in New Zealand?
They're going
to. We're like 2 weeks out.
Hey, oi, everyone!
Hey,
we've got an Olive Garden.
Stop having it sexy. Stop having it.
I like it a lot, but the Brits.
Boy, the
Brits
going to win
the bread sticks are too zesty for me. I find them too spicy.
Everyone, stop having sex.
You gotta stop
Brent,
having sex, you know.
Brent, do you like these breadsticks?
Brent, stop having sex, Brent.
How do you feel about these breadsticks, Brent?
I will love Kiwis for the rest of my life just because of Vince making the Kiwi guys laugh so hard. The one guy banged his head on the lamp and busted it open.
Is that when
story.
He lit his fart on fire?
Yeah. So we had these Kiwi buddies, Steve and
Dave,
and. Yeah, we're outside the apartment, and I used to light farts. Well, I still light farts.
He still lights farts.
But it used to be a lot more proficient. Like, it would be a lot more.
Well, I used to carry a lighter for it. Like, now I would. Now I would certainly light farts, but I usually don't have a lighter.
So, would you get the lighters that you could turn up to like 12?
Oh, yeah, the butane. Yeah, you know, the big
butane.
The
ones that you'd take the metal off. And then you'd crank it up.
I would basically treat my sphincter like a crack pipe.
By the way, how is that legal to have a lighter that you could turn into basically a flamethrower?
I don't know.
But thank God.
We were outside of the apartment and someone's apartment. And there was a party and I went to light a fart, you know, getting on my back with my legs as close to behind my ears as I can. I'm not that flexible, but, you know, I can get close.
You go pretty aggressively spread eagle. Yeah. Like, you...
It's amazing. I have several photos.
Well, you got to get them back there because you have to pat the area in case your pants material is flammable. You have to pat the area down. So, and I believe that Dave had never seen someone light a fart when we first met him.
Steve had never seen it.
Okay, so he'd never seen it. And anytime I meet someone who, when they say that they don't believe that you can light a fart, I'm like, oh, touche, my friend.
You see what this lighter has monogrammed on it? It says fart lighter.
This is a sphincter of knowledge that I'm going to use on you.
Who wants to be the patter? You need a patter?
Vince is like the Doug Flutie of fart lighting.
How so? I don't know how to take that.
I don't know, plucky,
undersized, scrappy.
You always find a way to get it done.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you know, I not drop trowel, but I got my feet back and I'm in fart lighting position. And I light a fart, and this was one of the first fart lightings that Kiwi Steve had ever seen.
It was the first.
And he laughed so hard. We were outside of an apartment, so there was this light fixture, one of those like fake lantern lights that was with the brass piece hanging down. And he laughed so hard that he slammed his head against this light fixture, and it gave him this scar down the center of his, like a vertical scar down the center of his forehead, where he's bleeding down the center of his forehead like scanners or something. He was here because they were starting an internet startup, and he had like 5 meetings the following week.
Yeah, he had to like meet with investors and shit.
Yeah, with venture capitalists.
Don't
with,
mind
like,
me, Ska.
Fartblast.com.
Oh, I split my head laughing at a fart.
My friend farted, and it hurt me head.
Yeah, you've got quite a future ahead of you.
I do have a powerful sphincter.
Things are looking up for Vince Mancini.
Vince, honestly, you would kill if you did that on stage.
Oh, yeah.
I do the camel toe sometimes.
The man, the mangina,
man toe,
uh-huh. Or the mangina.
Really, you just pull your shorts up really aggressively.
To anyone listening, you can basically pull the center seam on your shorts up in the center of your scrotum, so that half your scrotum's on one side and half is on the other.
One ball on the left, one ball on the right.
It gives you a really aggressive looking mangina, which you can then finger.
Could you? Can you pull it's that more, off on the fly? Though?
It's more like frigging.
Oh, I can center it. Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's good at it.
I have like a protractor in my soul.
I'd consider it more like frigging. You're diddling the area.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
I always know which way is north, and I always know how to center my nutsack if I need to.
But think about if you had like artificial sphincters line up your back, you could be like a one man light show.
Feel like a human flute.
Fire.
If you had a bunch of buttholes on your back, you could put bottle rockets in there.
Oh man.
Vince du Soleil.
It would sound like dubstep.
Oh man, Cirque du Soleil would never be the same.
Wow.
I could do so much white space ideation for Cirque du Soleil.
And somehow that would be less gay.
Somehow.
Somehow.
Wow. Well, I think we did it. I think we.
You guys don't want to talk Conan?
We finally fucking did it, you guys.
Brony, we got so much movie talk.
Bronan the Brobarian?
Barbronian?
Is it Brobarian?
Barbronian.
No, it's Bronan the Barbronian.
I think it's Brobarian.
No, right, it's Barbronian.
I don't know what Bronan the Bro, what the fuck.
Well, he's very broy.
It's Khal Drogo.
I'll play the interview with
Conan.
It.
Oh, I love how he used to be not famous, and now he's just kind of like, oh, it's that dude from the show that is in The Wire.
I'm joined live by this man.
I was obsessed with this interview he did at the UFC because he was super. This is the guy, Jason Momoa, the guy who plays Conan. He's very clearly pretty wasted in this, and his enthusiasm was infectious.
The guy who plays the new Conan the Barbarian was Khal Drogo on
Game of Pones.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a giant Hawaiian man.
He's channeling his inner mask.
Which, by the way, of all the awesome scenes in that awesome show the whole season, the best was when he just fucking went apeshit and started yelling. That was the best scene.
He's the stallion that mounts the world.
He is.
And he's Jason Momoa, who is proud of now your fellow Hawaiian, Chris Leben. How good was that, huh?
Oh, man. I'm all messed up right now, man. I love Silva, but then this is my boy from Hawaii. Aloha, cuz.
Do they just have, like, tattoo artists on call in Hawaii?
Conan the Barbarian in the new movie coming up in 3D because you're jumping around like Conan right now.
Dude, listen, this is where Conan dwells. This is how the I Avengers get all my want inspirations their fucking hat right back. Here in the UFC, baby. How
fun. That's a steampunk hat if I've ever seen one.
That is right.
Jesus
He needs
Christ.
Goggles.
Yeah, he does.
Was it doing the movie? How good of a movie is this going to be?
I can't believe I got paid for it. I'll tell you the truth, man. It was amazing.
He wants to shake Goldberg so bad.
One of the greatest characters... Eight decades of knowledge, comic books, movies.
One thing to look for in this interview is just watch Goldberg when he can do nothing but nod sagely because he doesn't know when to cut him off.
Is that a mullet he's got? Because he's got like the side shaped and then like some action in the back.
Oh, Goldberg? Oh, he's just got a... Yeah.
He does a little bit.
He's just kind of got a slimy douche cut.
Yeah.
He's so bad at everything.
He's
do you think
terrible.
He just like
he can't even get his hair cut right?
Do you think he just like fucks chicks until they explode?
I think he's got at least
until they cry.
Because
he's got a flask of chloroform in his pocket right now as this interview is going on.
Bad at everything.
He just drips flop sweat on them.
Yeah,
this.
He's just a failure.
Puts the chloroform on him. Just tells him.
Just to play this character was a true honor.
Jason, don't you watch fight. Tonight. Obviously, a big UFC fan. Our athletes are so well-conditioned. You are as well. How much inspiration do you truly take from the mixed martial arts world?
You just said that.
I mean, everything. Everyone that trained me from 8711 to my trainer, everything came from mixed martial arts. So it's like, I never knew that. I mean, obviously, I'm just like this little actor boy. I was like, hey, I'd like to play Conan. But these guys trained me into a monster, not getting this knocking.
I have a question about Conan, the remake.
Yes.
Bronan?
I have not the actual Conan... fucking movie. I have not seen the original Schwarzenegger flick. I haven't seen it all the way through.
Uh-huh.
Like it's been on, but I am still kind of, and you guys probably talked about this 100 times. I'm still pissed off that they're remaking this.
Yeah.
But who's going
to
see it? Really?
Well, because, and also, all right, so I saw the movie, and it's basically like, you know what happens when you take a stupid person and you're like, all right. Do you see Marilyn Monroe? All right, try and make something like that, and then they go, okay, here, and then they give you something that looks like Ice-T's wife, because they're like,
oh, we're going to make her hair blonder, and we're going to make her sluttier, and we're going to give her more makeup and bigger tits, and it's going to be so much better.
And a fake butt.
Because they don't understand. They don't understand what makes this thing good in the first place. They just sort of make a funhouse mirror. It's like, make something that's like Guns N' Roses, and they're like, all right, let's do that, but it's going to be more awesome.
It's going to be Buck Cherry.
And then you get Papa Roach or something. It's like, dude, like the guitars are fucking heavier, and the posture, they're posturing harder. It's just like all the sense of whimsy and all that shit's gone in favor of just.
To Ben's point, though, like, who's going to see the movie? It's not the fact that people may or may not see the movie. It's the fact that 10 years from now, like, I'll bring up Conan the Barbarian, and instead of thinking of the Schwarzenegger movie, they're going to think of this piece of shit.
No. I don't know.
Look at Karate Kid. Like, everybody's talking about Jaden Smith. Oh, the Karate Kid.
But who talks about Jaden Smith, though?
I mean, like, you say the Karate Kid.
Bill Simmons certainly isn't going to forget.
Well, yeah. Bill Simmons is probably in the minority, but I'm glad he's carrying the flag for the
yes,
rest of us.
Yes, exactly like it.
It took me so long to find. How do you move around? You've got so many sound effects.
I know. It's hard.
I wish you got rippled.
But yeah, it's basically like you're like, oh, you tell someone who has an 86 IQ, and you're like, all right, remake a rock famous rock song, and then you get Disturbed. And that's basically
Vince, that's how the world works, man. No, seriously, the best part of the Conan thing, other than the camel punch, was James Earl Jones going, the dude talking about
it was
James Earl, he was talking about James Earl Jones going, we used to think they were just another snake cult.
Yeah, Thulsa Doom.
Yeah.
That is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I will
he is not going to join the Peace Corps.
I will say this for Conan. There was a lot of tits, and it was just like just gratuitous, delightfully gratuitous tits. Like at one point, Conan's got his, you know, his black sidekick, and he's like, Conan, why do you want to...
The second one, wasn't it?
What? No, I'm talking about the remake.
This is the remix. Oh, there's tits in the new one.
And he's like, Conan, why do you want to pick on these harmless slavers? And he's like, no man should live in chains. And then he goes and he beats up all the slavers with boulders and all the slaves. It turns out to be like the Spearmint Rhino slave colony, where it's just it looked like the fucking Hard Rock cafe pool in Vegas, where it's like, thank you for saving me, Conan.
And then
we must fake tits for everyone.
And girls, 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 girls. Yeah.
And then he jumped in the rail car with Kate Capshaw and the kid from Goonies, and they slid away from danger.
Oh, yes. It was exactly like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, good. I don't need to say that.
She's my cherry pie. 10 miles wide.
R.I.P. Janie Lane.
That guy died this week, and they've been playing. Some guy played like a acoustic cover on Adam Carolla. Holy shit. Have you ever stopped to listen to the lyrics of Cherry Pie?
No.
It is absolutely the most retarded hillbilly gibberish.
Could you pull some of those lyrics up for us right now?
Oh, I certainly can.
But read them serious.
Oh, I will.
Like a funeral. Like a funeral.
Like a slam poem? Will you guys give me a 7? Oh, come on. You can't do that while I'm pulling up other stuff.
It doesn't make good audio when you are looking for things online.
Well, I...
Touch, touch, touch.
All right, I got it.
Swipe, swipe, swipe. Tap, tap. Right, swipe, swipe.
I got it. I got the cherry pie lyrics. You guys want to hear them?
Nah, I'm bored.
I want to hear them.
Okay. Swinging on the front porch. Swinging on the lawn. Swinging where we want because there ain't nobody home. Swinging to the left and swinging to the right. If I think about baseball, I'll swing all night.
With his mouse?
Now this went from like being like a like gin and juice situation to like wiffle ball. In my mind.
I was thinking
a hollow red penis.
I was thinking they were swinging like having a key party sort of thing, but you know.
No, oh yeah. Know
you're reading
that.
Way too much into it.
Yeah, they're just
swinging
dumb, like,
in the living room.
My dick. It's a metaphor.
Swinging in the
dick.
Swinging equals
swinging
fucking.
Is my
that's,
dick.
That's your key.
I think so. Swinging in the living room, swinging in the kitchen. Most folks don't cuz they're too busy bitching. Swinging
dick.
In there cuz she wanted me to feed her. So I mixed up the batter, and she licked the beater.
Yep.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for her. Don't even try, because you can't ignore her. She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry.
Cool drink of water?
Sweet cherry pie. Such a sweet surprise.
What does the cool drink of water mean?
Semen.
She's tall.
Because I would think, like, you know, like if she peed on you.
It'd be hot.
Yeah, it'd be hot. Exactly. Wouldn't it be cool?
It'd be like a hot toddy.
Yeah.
Swinging to the drums, swinging to guitar, swinging to the bass in the back of my car. Ain't got money, ain't got no gas, but we'll get where we're going if we swing real fast.
Honestly, I'm going to fuck you to Safeway, and we're going to get my prescription.
This is sounding eerily like a some sort of Dr. Seuss book.
It's, like, no, a, right? It's like a renewable
one fish, two
energy
fish. It's a metaphor really for my cock.
Yeah. Swing into the bluefish, swing into the red.
No, it's not like a Ford Focus when you fuck it really fast, like the tree in the dashboard grows like into like a fucking into vine
a,
and shit.
It's like a pie. Flex. It's like the pie slices show up.
It's like a flex fuck.
Oh, you, yeah. You fucked yourself a pie there, buddy.
It's renewable vagina.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for her. Oh, this is the same. This is the chorus again.
Really, that's part of it? I didn't even
swinging in the bathroom, swinging on the floor. Swinging so hard, we forgot to lock the door. In walks her daddy, standing 6'4". He said, you ain't gonna swing with my daughter no more. She's my cherry pie, etc.
Oh,
that's
God.
Pretty much it. Great man. R.I.P. R.I.P. Janie Lane.
Did he win the Pulitzer or and the Nobel Prize or just Pulitzer for that?
He won the Peabody Award. For swinging.
Peabody.
I think he got a presidential
that
medal.
That was the cool drink of water.
Maya Angelou presented to him.
He definitely was had the lifetime achievement at Slam Poetry Fest.
He also got an MTV Moon Man.
He probably did get one of those.
Presented by Robert Pattinson.
No, that's not true anymore. Wow. Well, can we hear Suck My Jeans
well, we've
before
covered
we get
a lot
out of
here?
Oh. I don't think we have that on the.
Yeah,
we
suck
we
my
do.
Jeans is on the
it
front board.
It is not.
Yes, it's just Brendan being crazy, and then at the end he says, "Suck my jeans."
Don't click the thing that says "sexy babes." That
yeah,
is a
suck
trap.
These jeans, Vince. Suck these jeans. Ah! Ah! That was a long time ago, you guys. I prefer not to dwell on the past.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow. Well, I think we covered pretty much everything from butt mice to
butt mice
and everything.
Pretty much just only
butt
mice.
It was
actually,
a big.
We just talked about butt mice.
The sphincter cast.
Yeah.
I meant to ask Punte about his life and stuff, but
we totally forgot to do that.
We can do that next week.
Punte, before we go, do you have a tease of an announcement you'd like to make? How embargoed are you? You've left KSK.
You could tease
you've
an
left,
announcement without
you've
saying
left
what
with
the announcement
leather.
Is.
Oh, tickle its butt.
What's the next step for Punte?
I left With Leather in April. I left KSK at the end of July. And I will be sort of a creature come Monday.
Interesting. Interesting. A tease for a tease.
I give it a 7.
All right. So the answer that everyone's been waiting for is coming on Monday?
Monday. Monday at noon.
Where can they find out? Where can they read said announcement?
You could find
always
it.
Appropriate.
I'll certainly be announcing what's happening on my Twitter feed at Punte, and that's at P-U-N-T-E. And if you want to check out my podcast at House of Punte, you can find that at that Twitter feed as well.
That was a proper plug that we just did.
Damn wow. Right. Yeah, you like that?
That was a full pump.
So just follow me on Twitter, and you'll find all the shit there.
All right.
There you go.
You're here first, kids.
Thanks for Liza. This
leave it alone.
Bishop, look at this.
Bishop,
look at this.
Wow. Wait, was that the actual one played after
no,
Brendan?
Yeah, that was Brendan.
I think that you, drop is me, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Eat that poo-poo. Eat that poo-poo.
So good.
This one's still by far my favorite.
Stagafulaiza.
I don't know what he's saying, but I love
it's
it.
It's just like Nigerian curse words.
It's like it's just so disappointing.
He's probably
in the world.
Just saying like, "May your bank account be invaded."
He shrink your penis.
Yeah.
Send may you be visited by penis shrinking ghost.
May you be killed by child soldiers. Burning tires.
May the butt mice take your life.
Butt flies from your skin.
Wow.
Cholera, because the water is not filtered.
Sorry. May you get large testicle disease to your whole family.
May all your camels receive sleeping sickness from the tsetse fly.
African curses. That's our next. Okay, so for the next, for if you guys want to email all you film drunkards out there,
no one's still listening.
Yeah, no one. For all seven of you who are still listening to this, frotcast@gmail.com. Email us your favorite African curses.
How long were you guys going before I got here?
3 days.
Jesus.
Yeah. Three
Christ.
Full days.
We've been doing a lot of meth.
Yeah.
It's like a hunger strike.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
I think we did it.
Ready to
Sucker food lifestyle.
Bishop, look at this.
Well, that was a lot of. We really got to the
information.
Bottom. Well, we got to the bottom of the sphincter-mice, which I'm really, really happy about.
Glad we cleared that white space up. I'm
yeah,
a little worried
we
about
filled
that
it
at
up.
The start.
Well, Josh, we ideated.
Josh, thanks for coming in studio.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I love the show, and to sit here with you assholes for an hour has been amazing. And yeah. I'll cherish it forever.
I made a little nest out of Ben's laundry.
Well, all right. Thanks for listening. Brendan, take us on out of here.
Yeah, send us your favorite African curses, frotcast@gmail.com. Until next week, good night and good chins.
Sucker for life.
Bishop, look at this.